you're participating in this process. If you haven't been to a meeting here before, I think some of you have. We will be reviewing minutes here for the next little while, hopefully a short while, and then our acting secretary, Maria Moultrie, will proceed with reading the applications. And when she completes that, if you could come to the center lectern here, and then just state your name and your address. And if you have anything you want to add that maybe wasn't in the application, or we'll ask if you'd stand there for a moment or two if we have any questions. So anyway, that is the process. And having said that, I'll ask if we have a motion on the March.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve the minutes of the March 7, 2017 work session regular meeting.
Second.
Okay, all in favor, raise your right hand. Okay, minutes approved. All right, Madam Secretary.
Okay. Our first application, number CERH17-019, the applicant Kibbe Shipper, and the location of the project is 328 Union Street Southeast. This item was continued from the February 7, 2017 Design Review Board meeting as the applicant was unable to attend. The applicant is proposing to re-roof an existing single-family residence within the historic overlay district. The subject property at 328 Union Street Southeast is located generally on the east side of Union Street between South Boundary Avenue Southeast and Colleton Avenue Southeast. The structure is listed as a contributing structure in the 2010 Historic Survey. Specifically, due to age and maintenance issues, the applicant is proposing to replace an existing light gray standing seam metal roof with a charcoal architectural shingle roof. The subject residence was constructed circa 1885.
All right, thank you. And we have the applicant here.
I'm Kibbe Shipper.
Okay.
And I guess there was a question if I had tried to make repairs on the roof. We've been holding it together for the 10 years that we owned the cottage, and I have a letter here about how many times they've been here.
Mm-hmm.
And I am historic-minded, and I live in a house on the register in... Well, I have a house in Washington, Georgia, and McCormick, both on the National Register.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason for changing to the shingles is strictly the cost.
And I did notice that there are more shingles
on my block on Union Street. It's
right. Yeah.
And the house is deteriorating quickly because of the roof leaking so badly. I have some interior pictures if you want to see it. It can't keep being postponed without being tarped or something.
Mm-hmm. So it has internal leaks as well as the front porch. So it looks like it.
Oh, the whole thing. These are. Do you want to see some of the photos?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Mm-hmm. Would you like to add those to your application?
These are all different rooms inside.
Ceilings.
The ceilings are just. And the worst one, for some reason, didn't come out.
Yeah.
One that's already rotted. And there's one that you can see it.
Is that a ceiling?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's for the bottom rolling. That's the ceiling.
Yeah. Okay.
And then, like this one, you can just see where the words were going.
Yeah, I'm not sure they're not real clear. I mean, I think we can get the point. I'm not sure they need to be made exhibits.
Yeah, it's leaking.
You've got them. Yeah. If anybody wants to see them, thank you for bringing them.
Sure.
Yeah.
It's beyond. I've had a movie company there often, and they've done everything they can, and it's not savable at this point.
Yeah.
And I don't live there, so I definitely, would not be wanting to do a roof if I didn't have to.
Yeah. It really was sort of an inferior type metal. It's a barn metal roof, and the edges of it don't have good drip edges like the front porch. You can see it allows water to run off the big roof under the porch, and then it almost runs all the way around into the ceiling. I mean,
yes.
So
I don't know if you noticed, did anyone walk to the back? There must have been an addition at one time.
Yeah.
And where it all hooks together, that's leaking badly.
Yeah. Okay.
Already in the back hoping to alleviate some of the leakage, but that's not doing it.
Correct. Okay. Do you all have questions? It is true that this is the most of the other houses.
I have pictures of the house on the street.
Yeah, I see the one on the right is shingles. And you have, I believe you have a sample of the shingle there. If you wanted to, can you lift that?
Sure.
And bring it over here so that other board members could. Yeah, there you go. You can just hold it there. That's fine. Just so. And is that the color you're thinking?
Right.
That,
yeah. And
okay.
Actually, Edward Johnson's roofing said that a lot of the historic houses were going in this color.
Yeah. Sure. Okay. Okay. Do y'all have any questions? Okay. Thank you. And what we'll do, we'll ask if anyone else would like to speak with regard to the application here at 328 Union, the re-roofing, replacing a deteriorated metal roof. Okay. If not, then could we have a motion about this, one way or the other?
I make a motion that we approve application CERH 17-026 as submitted.
As submitted.
Second.
Okay.
Second.
A second. And any other discussion?
It's 019, not 026.
That's
wrong one.
It's 019.
You got that, Paul. Okay. And unfortunately, like we said, the roof is now contributing to the deterioration of the finishes on the interior and the front porch. So they'll probably need to do some carpentry repairs at that front beam above the porch. But anyway, having said that, we've got a sample here of the color, and it's an architectural array. So all in favor of the application and the motion, raise your right hand. Okay. Good. That's it. Yeah, you can. Thank you for making the trip. They have the reason we ask about address.
They have my address in the morning.
Your mailing address.
Yeah.
Is in Washington or?
No, I just want.
Okay, it's McCormick. That's what we needed. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, thank you.
That's what's on your application.
There we go. Yeah, that's, she didn't say that. Okay, you ready?
Sure. Our next application, number CERH17-026, the applicants are James and Joanne Peace at 248 Marion Street Southeast. They are requesting to build a new residence. The applicants are proposing to demolish an existing single-family residence located at 248 Marion Street Southeast within the Historic Overlay District. The property is located on the north side of Carlton Avenue Southeast between Marion Street Southeast and Marlboro Street Southeast and is located as a whole as a contributing structure in the 2010 Historic Survey. Although the property consists of a stable and residence, the potential demolition and the new construction would only involve the residential structure and would not include the stable. The residence in question was likely the groom's quarters for the then Polo Stable, with the more significant primary residence on Carlton Avenue, which has since been demolished. The subject residence was altered in the late 20th century with vinyl siding, large rear addition with pediment gable side, and window replacement, some with alteration to window openings. The applicants have submitted additional photos to represent the condition of the property. The stable, however, still retains many significant architectural features and materials. The new two-story residence is proposed to be constructed on the site of the existing residence and oriented in the same direction with the primary entrance and porch facing north toward the barn. The design is intended to match the features of the barn and will include a brick foundation, white cement, fiber, hardy plank or similar, siding, dark gray metal roof, and wood windows with composite exterior, Anderson wood white or similar.
Okay, thank you. And we have the applicant here tonight. I believe if you could come forward and give us your name and address, please.
Joanne Peace, 248 Marion Street.
Jim Peace, 248 Marion Street.
Okay, thank you. I know you've been here before, at least in the work session, and we've discussed the current residence in a good bit of detail, but I don't know if there's anything else you might like to add for the record. We mentioned in the work session that having a written statement of the condition of the house, particularly the deteriorated framing, would be something that I think would be probably part of the motion, since it's in our guidelines. But is there anything you all want to add about that you mentioned?
We hashed it all over. Yeah. If anybody wants to come take a look, you're welcome.
I think the most important thing is I think what we're trying to want to build and design will certainly be an enhancement to the property, and it's in keeping with the historical nature of the barn and the fact that we're doing the two galley ends with the shed row look in the center, mm-hmm. which mm-hmm. I think will really enhance the property and the mm-hmm. way the neighborhood looks.
I agree. It's just odd that you have the two two structures there almost in conflict. The stable actually has a lot of character.
Yeah.
But for some reason the house
has not
lost
its character
over the years. So at any rate, if there are not any other questions, we'll see if any others you have a question.
I was curious about the. Do you know anything about the primary residence that was allegedly torn down and where that was?
Yes, originally it was at the corner of Marion and Colleton. It was a traditional Victorian home with a wraparound porch, but it was right on the corner. And my understanding is when the Boxers bought the place in the late 20s, that came down.
Oh, in the 20s? Yeah, because that was my point.
That's what we were told. Yeah.
That probably this structure was not there, that your house was not there when the main house was there.
Yeah, you're right.
Because if it was built as a groom's quarters.
Right.
Yeah, okay, but it was built in the 20s, so I guess it was.
In a different style.
It could possibly be historic.
I think that one we were fixing.
I was just curious about that. Thank you.
So you think the original house was torn down in the 20s, then the one on the corner?
Yeah, we were told that by a neighbor that's been there a long time.
Yeah, they just had to rebuild a, quote, more modern house, but didn't have a design reboard back then. So.
Right. I think the problem occurred when that new window was put in. It was probably pretty nice before then.
Somebody came along and cut all the overhangs off.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Any other questions? No? Okay. Good. Thank you very much. We'll see if anyone else has remarks. If you do on this about this demolition and the new construction, you can see some of that on the screen. Then we'll go ahead and have a motion on this, and we can discuss further.
Mr. Chairman, I move to approve application CERH 17026. Upon submission of a statement by a qualified professional as to the state of deterioration which would justify demolition of the subject structure.
Okay? And we'll have two motions, I think.
Right. Uh-huh.
This is the first one. I think one of the criteria is that the loss of it would not detract from the historic district.
I was going to make some comments addressing these things.
You want to do that?
Okay. Yeah, well, after it's been seconded, I think, as part of the discussion. Yeah. So, reviewing the criteria for demolition, the first is the historic or architectural aesthetic character of the structure proposed for demolition, and I think in this case, this house has lost a lot of its historical character with the late modifications and changes that were made to it, and I think there's certainly a question about number two, the condition or structural integrity, and that we're going to have a letter to support that it's not in a good structural condition.
Mm-hmm.
And again, similarly, the integrity of material, location, and design have been compromised by the mm-hmm. addition. And finally, because of the changes made by the addition, I think it would not have a detrimental effect on the character of the property or the surrounding properties.
Yeah. And ironically, it actually meets all those criteria in one way or another.
Mm-hmm.
Now that that I don't know whether Paula got that, but I think those are good points to make. We can refer back to page 20 on demolition.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So we've got some motion, second, comment, any other discussion?
I think this also covers the criteria on page 21 also.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. And even the window shapes have been apparently changed to give it a different character from what presumably was there originally.
Someone tried to make a silk purse out of a sow's ear.
Oh, no. I'm sure it was very nice before they put the window in.
Well, maybe they made it. Maybe it's the reverse.
Yeah, right. Maybe.
They had a silk purse and made a sow's ear. All right. Okay, I think we got enough comment now. All in favor of the motion to demolish this, raise your right hand. The property at 248 Marion. That's right. Okay, now we still could have another motion if you would like on the
plan for a new structure as submitted should be approved. Thereby allowing destruction or demolition of the structure.
Okay. Is that a motion, Don?
Yep.
Okay, approving the design of the new residence as submitted. And I don't know that we had any. I don't know that we had any conditions that aren't stipulated already in the application in terms of materials.
Mm-hmm.
He's got windows and exterior metal roof, coated materials. So, okay.
The only thing is, if there's any changes that take place, just like any of the other new construction, that has to be.
So if you decide to add a window somewhere, you do need to bring it in, and we probably could, review it administratively if you do something like that. But overall, I think the design as we see it, we'll vote here in the next few minutes. But
do we need to have it that they can put gutters on? I mean, that was one of the things they talked about.
Mm-hmm. That'd be a good thing to add to it.
That if gutters are optional or whatever.
Now, we had a motion. Did we get a second?
Yes.
We did? Okay.
We didn't have a second.
You need a second. Okay.
Second.
Okay, now I have a second. Okay, now we're going to ask if you will amend just adding a statement,
yes.
Gutters. Okay? Good. All right. Okay, now, we, once again, we'll say, I don't think we went through this step of demolition. We'll see if anyone would like to comment further on the new design. No. Okay. All right. All in favor of the application for the new construction as submitted, raise your right hand. Good. Okay. Thank you. Yeah, we did that. Yeah. Now we have. Yes.
Now our next application, number CERD17-001019, in the Old Aiken Overlay District. The applicants are Robertson Cavage and Kathy James, location at 918 Colleton Avenue Southeast. The applicant is requesting to construct a new residential structure at 918 Colleton Avenue Southeast. The subject property is generally located at the northwest corner of Colleton Avenue and Williamsburg Street. Residence two lots to the west at 906 Colleton Avenue was constructed within the last 2 years, and the Design Review Board approved a residence on the adjacent lot at 912 Colleton Avenue in December 2016. The applicant is proposing a single-story cottage-style residence. The proposed residence consists of a wood frame structure on raised concrete block foundation, which will be brick-faced. The applicant is proposing cement fiber siding, hardy plank, or similar. Cement fiber cements fiber soffit and fascia, architectural shingles, insulated single hung 4-over-1 windows, pre-hung fiberglass doors with transom, and insulated grain textured garage door. Shutters, steps, porch, and porch columns are proposed to be composite.
Mm-hmm. All right, thank you. And if you would please give us your name and your address.
I'm Kathy James, 1626 South Boundary Avenue Southeast, Aiken.
Mm-hmm. And I'm Robertson Cabbage, 1626 South Boundary Avenue Southeast, Aiken.
Thank you. Thank you. Would you like to add anything?
Yes, please. This document that we brought to the work session mm-hmm. that further lists materials and colors, mm-hmm. we'd like to add to our application, please.
All right. So that'll be an exhibit. You'll go ahead and get it. Wasn't the application, but.
Okay.
An amendment to it.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, because there's a lot of.
Exhibit E.
Yeah, it's further description of what.
You want to say an amendment to the application then? Is that what you want to say? It's got a lot of.
Change it? It adds to it.
It adds to it.
Okay.
Yeah. It repeats some and it adds more information.
We're
is what it
attempting
adds.
To clarify some right. of the ambiguity.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Good. Thank you. You don't have any questions? It helped that we, you know, have the work session. That's always a good idea. We're particularly with new construction. I think what we would like to do, though, is to go on the record of, you know, establishing the window head height, and then also that we have some distance between the window head and the soffit that could be normally 12 inches, and we can add that 10 inches even, you know, whatever. But we can add that in the motion if you are in agreement.
Yeah, we're on the same page.
I think you'll get.
If we were able to say something like 8 to 12 inches, would that give us enough flexibility with our builder?
Well, I guess it's up to him. If you all want to, you mean get have some.
Could just have
leeway.
The wording say something like 8 to 12 inches above the window
yeah.
height to the soffit. Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's right. Otherwise, I think you did you draw those or did
I did.
You did? Okay. Well, you know exactly what we're talking about.
I know exactly.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're on the same page as far as the objective.
And that's a drawn with ink or pencil or
just old school pencil.
Yeah. Number two pencil.
On the analog.
I have one too.
Mechanical.
Okay. Well, there's an easy way to cut that off and just raise it up 8 inches and see what you get.
Yeah.
I guess somebody's going to be drawing this for him, or
probably be somebody on his staff will do it. I imagine just a field drawing, perhaps.
I think I might do what I just said, is cut that off and add in the 8-10, and then give that to the draftsman so they
know. See it.
Yeah. It just we've just had some previous experience that it didn't get translated to the field.
At least create a detail for it.
Yeah. Okay. Well, good. Any other questions you have? All right. Good. Thank you. We'll see if anyone, I don't believe there's anyone here, but if they were, they have an opportunity to speak. But seeing no one, we can now make a motion, hopefully to incorporate that last comment about window heads and soffits.
I'll make a motion that we approve the application with the amendment that are we sorry, setting the window.
This will be an amendment here.
The attached amendment submitted during the meeting.
Yeah.
And also the comment that the window head heights will be at
approximately
8 feet.
Mm-hmm.
And there will be a minimum of 8 inches of visible siding above the window, between the window and the soffit.
Yeah.
Lowest point of the soffit.
Yeah, 8 to 12, so that the builder, if he can get 10 or 10 and a half or whatever, more the better.
Right.
Yeah. Okay, if that's clear now.
Second.
Okay. Good. Second. Now, any further discussion? I'll say I want to thank. Yes.
The questions we talked about coming in with the administrative approval of seeing that
follow-up drawing,
yeah.
We kind of did. So I think we could, if you wanted to, both of you guys, just say that the follow-up drawing, it is good.
Right.
So we want an elevation, a new elevation, or a detail?
Mm-hmm. Well, at least an elevation
elevation.
I think really all we
chose it.
Yeah, I think we really vote on elevations.
Right.
If there's a detail there, then that'd be good, but that's not something we would normally require.
Right. So an elevation would be submitted for administrative review to confirm.
To confirm.
The design meets the intent of the motion. Elevation would be sufficient.
No.
Just a modification of what you have there.
This is what we were talking about, however you want to do it, cut and paste, raise it up to, say, 10 inches, and then we'll vote. We won't have to vote. We can review, and then you can give to the builder. Yeah, I think that would be helpful. Okay, good idea.
Second.
All right. Any other discussion? No? Okay. All in favor of the motion as amended, raise your right hand. Okay. Good. Thank you very much. Thanks for y'all's patience with this. Mm-hmm. And I think we can adjourn the meeting. Okay. Thank you, everybody.
Going fast.
Okay. Yeah, it's good. We're efficient.